Way back in the day, a goldfish merchant was commissioned to ship 200 goldfish to a client in a small town on the East Coast. The shipment was to be by horse and buggy, and by the time the fish arrived, they were all dead. None survived the rigorous trip. The merchant profusely apologized, and after making improvements in transport, sent a replacement shipment. Again, none survived the trip. The bewildered merchant knew he had one more shot to make it right before he lost his customer's business. He applied every trick in the book, crossed his fingers, then sent a third and final shipment off. At last, they all made it. All 200 goldfish survived the trip. They not only survived, they seemed quite feisty as they zipped and dashed around the tank. As the driver unloaded the cargo, he noticed something unusual swimming among the goldfish. Motioning to the store owner, he pointed to a fiery redfish with large, elegant fins. The surprised store owner wondered how, in Sam Hill, a betta fish found its way in the goldfish tank. What an error. Scratching their heads, they eventually understood what had happened. You see, bettas are otherwise known as Siamese fighting fish. It was the betta that kept them alive. The goldfish needed struggle to evade the aggressive betta fish, and that's what kept them on their toes, alive and well. Franca and I were talking about our dips and turns that we've experienced over the years. We both agreed that our sense of aliveness was experienced more during our struggling years than our years of comfort and ease. Hey, we all need a little betta fish in our lives now and then. We need to be shaken, rattled, and rolled. It keeps us alive. Now, you could choose to shrink to adversity, but no, not you. No siree, Bob. You will keep your chin up because you can, and you will. So things aren't working out your way. It doesn't matter. They're not supposed to work out according to you. You were designed with all the tools you need to ride the wave, not make the wave. Whatever area you're struggling with, my friend, consider it gain. Call me crazy, but the struggle needed to face challenges are a necessary piece to the pie as you're being honed and shaped into a bigger, better you. So if you're struggling, that means you have a need. Even if it's just a basic need to stay alive, it's that need that keeps you fighting. And it's that fighting that builds your color and your character. So fight on, my friend. Feel it, sweat with it, get dirty with it, gnash your teeth with it. But know that it's all a part of a bigger plan that's taking you to your next harvest. Just because you can't see it or feel it right now doesn't mean it's not there, bigger than Dallas. This is Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now go make this day count.